Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at viking.com.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Monday, May 3rd. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 130. That's how many S&P 500 companies report this week. We're past the peak of first quarter earnings season, but there's still a lot more to come. Estee Lauder is among today's highlights. Then things pick up on Tuesday when Activision Blizzard, CVS, DuPont, Pfizer, and T-Mobile all report. On Wednesday, Barrick Gold, Booking, General Motors, PayPal, and Uber all release earnings. Then Anheuser-Busch InBev, Moderna, Regeneron, Square, and Viacom CVS go on Thursday. And finally, Cigna closes the week on Friday. The next number up is 16. That's how many U.S. states will soon allow recreational marijuana sales. That includes New York, Virginia, and New Mexico, all of which just recently gave the thumbs up to legal weed for adults. Another 20 states allow people to pick up with a doctor's prescription. American cannabis companies like Curaleaf, Green Thumb Industries, and Cresco Labs have licenses to operate in many of those states. But because marijuana remains illegal under U.S. federal law, their stocks can't trade on U.S. exchanges. That's why Curaleaf has a $9 billion market cap, but still trades over-the-counter, with its loan listing on the small Canadian Securities Exchange. Producers like Canopy Growth or Tilray, meanwhile, operate only in Canada, where pot is legal. That lets them list on the NASDAQ. But until Congress passes legislation legalizing marijuana in the U.S., American producers will continue to trade in Canada. Our last number is 20%. That's how much Apple's share count has declined since the end of 2016. The iPhone maker leads the entire stock market in repurchasing its own shares. Stock buybacks are an indirect way for companies to distribute their earnings to shareholders, rather than simply paying them a cash dividend, for example. When a company buys back stock, that creates demand and can boost the price. But it also means that those repurchased shares cease to exist, and there are fewer shares left over. That means that each remaining share represents a larger stake in the company, its assets, and its future earnings. And that makes the stock more valuable. Apple has spent about $77 billion on share repurchases over the last year and added another $90 billion to its buyback program last week. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Monday, May 3rd. I'm Nick Jasinski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.